Okay, we are at the bottom of Chaf Ches Amud Beis and Bava Metzia 28b. The Mishnah had said Mayehe Badamim that after a while did we do that part? No, V'she'en Osav Ochel. We did that part, but basically, the Mishnah had said that if you find someone else's item and it's sort of gone past the point that you no longer have to use them, or you no longer have to sort of upkeep the item, you can sell the item. And the question is, what do you do with the money? Is the money your responsibility? So we had said in the Mishnah Maya Bedam, remember Rabbi Tarfon said, Yishtamish, you could use them. And if you lose them, you have to replace them. Rabbi Akiva says, you should not use it. You shouldn't use the money. It's not really considered yours. And therefore, if it's just sort of safekeeping, you're watching it, because it's not really yours, so then you're not chai v'achriusan. You're not obligated to give it back. So Gemara says, ad kan lo pligi, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon don't disagree, ela k'shenishtamish behen, only if you're able to use them. Ava lo mishtamish behen, if a person was not allowed to use them, so then imav du pater, they both agree that if you're not able to use it, you'd be potter. So the Gemara is now asking, not really asking about the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, they're bringing in Rabbi Yosef. Lamentavit of Rabbi Yosef to Itmar Shomer Aveda. It says in the, I don't know if this is a brace of some kind, the Itmar Shomer Aveda Rabba Amar Kishomer Achinam Rabbi Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar. This has got to be an Amora, so this is just a quote from them. D'itmar shomer aveda, Rabba Omer k'shomer chinam, Rav Yosef Amar k'shomer sachar. That Rav Yosef believes that if you're watching a lost item, I assume that means also the money of a lost item, the money value of a lost item, so then you're considered like a shomer sachar. Shomer sachar is chayiv for geneva aveda, if the item is lost or stolen, as opposed to shomer chinam, who is pater for that. The only time is shomer chinam, a pro bono guard,
unpaid bailey,
is only obligated for something he does, negligence. But Rav Yosef says, it's like a shomer sachar would be chayav for geneva neved also. So Amar Lacha, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef would say, no, geneva big neved veda kuliyam alo pligi de chayav. He's going to say that even Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon would agree that geneva veda would be chayav. Ki pligi, ba'onsin de shoel. Rabbi Tarfon savar, sharule rabbanon lishtamush de bigavayu, vavale shoel alayhu. The chachamim allowed the person to use the item or the money of the item, and therefore he's like borrowing it. And a shoel is chayv ba'onsin. Rabbi Kiva avar lo sharule rabbanon lishtamush de bigavayu, that the rabbanon never allowed a person to actually use it, and therefore he's not like borrowing it. Hilkach lo have a shoel b'alayu, and then he's not considered a shoel, that would be chayiv b'onsin. In ihachi, but everyone agrees to be chayiv for geneva aveda. Ihachi, lefikach tam Rabbi Akiva lamali. Why does Rabbi Akiva says therefore? What do you mean therefore? That makes sense. Rabbi Akiva said, you're not allowed to use it, therefore, if it's lost, you're not chayiv. I guess the Gemara's point is that's obvious. It's obvious if you're not allowed to use it, you're not even like a shoel. Why would you ever be chayiv onsen if you're not allowed to use it? We would never think that you'd be chayiv. So why do we need the mission to tell us this? Gemara says, "E amar bishlamosh b'gineva v'aveda hu depligi." If you're going to tell them that they're arguing over b'gineva v'aveda, so hainu dekatani Rabbi Akiva amar lo shtamash pen lefikachim avduch eno chayiv achrusan. This is just explaining the question we already asked. But Sakadai Tachamina, Shomer Sachar Havah, you would have thought maybe he's like a Shomer Sachar, Uch Rav Yosef, Ubegeneva Vavedel Chayev. Maybe he's going to be considered like a paid Bailey, in which case you'd be Chayev for anything that happens to the item. Kamash Malan Lefikach. Therefore, we have to teach you the Chiddush that because you're not using it, you are therefore not like a Shomer Sachar. And you're not chayv achrusan. But hashda amar lo mishtamish behen. But if you're not going to tell me, you're not allowed to use them at all. So shomer sachar lo have. V'lo mechayv b'gneva aveda. you're already not a Shomer Sachar if you're not allowed to use it. If you're going to time with it, everyone agrees that you are absolved. Sorry. Everyone agrees that you are obligated when it comes to Gneva Aveda. We're only arguing about if you're borrowing it, you'd be Chayv Onsen. So my lefikach to Rabbi Akiva. Hachman by Leilimus, and it should have said, Rabbi Akiva, Omer lo mishtamish behen. It should have just said, you can't use it at all. Vani adana dekev and dolan shamish behen lav shoal have. V'yenu Chayv achrisan. So ultimately, as we said before, lefikach to Rabbi Akiva lamali, we would already know. All it has to tell us, according to Rabbi Akiva, is you don't use them, and therefore we would have known you're not Chayv Onsen. Why? What's the lefikach for? Says Gemara Mishum lefikach to Rabbi Tarfon. I guess what it's saying is just it's parallel phrasing, as if you will, literary technique.
It says to maintain a symmetry with Rabbi Tarfon's phrasing.
Literary symmetry, and therefore the lefikach of Rabbi Akiva is not necessary, but the Rabbi Tarfon's maybe would have thought otherwise. So now the Gemara is going to say, well, lefikach to Rabbi Tarfon lamali. Why do we need the lefikach of Rabbi Tarfon? This is why we need it. Because Rabbanan allowed you to use the item. Maybe it's considered like he's borrowing it. Meaning that the allowance to use it is itself making him like a shoel. That's the Chiddush. Maybe you would think he's not like a shoal. He is like a shoal. The fact that he's using it is tantamount to him borrowing it. V'ha avdu katani. But wait a second. The Mishnah says that it was lost. How could you say he's chayv pa'onsin if the case is avdu? Where's the case? The Mishnah, the words of the Mishnah were Lefikach im avdu chayv b'achriyusan. Im avdu is not an ones case. The word avdu is distinguished from onsen. You have aveda. Gneva va'aveda on the one hand, which you'd be chayv for as a shomer sachar, as a paid bailey. And then you have onsen on the other hand, which you're only chayv for, meaning things that are completely out of your control. Those are things that you'd only be chayv for as a shoel. So that's the word kidiraba. Tamaraba, nignivu, when it says the word nignivu, which is later on, belista mezuyan. That's when we're talking about armed thieves. Avdu shetava svina subayam. Lost is when it is on a boat that sinks in the sea. I guess that's a kind of ones, and we're just using the word avdu as a placeholder for onsen. I don't know. They are very similar. Just wondering, the wording is pretty specific. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Tarfon. We pass like Rabbi Tarfon. Person is allowed to use the money, and he therefore assumes a level of liability for the money too. Biyad Rachava, that's a person's name. Havle Hano Zuze Diasme. He once had some money from orphans. Asal Kamadir of Yosef, that's like a deposit. He was a Shomer Sachar, I guess. I don't know. Also, the commentary of Yekim to Rabbi Yosef, Amarlei, Mahalish Temushim Gavai, come and I use the money. Amarlei Hachi, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halak Rabbi Tarfon, Pasnak Rabbi Tarfon, that if you find things, you can use the money. Amarlei Abaye, Velavi, Tamar Allah, Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rabbi Huna, Loshan Ela Bidime, Aveda. That's only if you're talking about the money of the lost item. Ho of a Tarach Ba. Because you originally took care of it and made sure nothing happened to it. But if it's money that was lost, the lotarach, well, you didn't do anything to it. You didn't earn your keep of that item. Lo, you would not be allowed to use it. Vahani kimos aveda damu. And this money that I just got from the orphans to keep and to protect, so then it's considered like mos aveda. It's like the money, not like a lost item that is now in money form. So Amar Lei Zil Lo Shav Kli De Eshrei Lach. Go, because you won't let me matter it for you. You didn't let me.
Did you not allow me to permit this to you?
Don't allow me.
And Lo Shav Kli De Eshrei. Accepted by his reputation.
Right, Rav Yossi was saying, oh yeah, you're right. Okay, so then get out of my face. I tried to help you out, and you told me that it's Aser anyway, so then what are you asking me for? All right. New Mishnah. Matzah Svarim. You found Svarim. Kori Behen Echel Shloshim Yom. So you should read them once every 30 days. Svarim here presumably is referring to scrolls, I think. Because if you don't open them up, at least once in a while, they are prone to getting old, to getting stale. Right? We're talking about skins, I believe. Vim eno yode likros. If you don't know how to read, it is interesting. The first part said, kore bahen, you should read from them. What does it matter what you do with it? Just use it. If you don't know how to read, golulan. You should at least roll them. Aval lo yilmod bahen batzchila. But you shouldn't be the first one to open it. Is that what it's saying?
You should not study a subject they're in for the first time. Something he's not familiar with. Oh, the long poring over a scroll and its consequent handling would injure it.
I was going to say initially, my thought was, why does the book care?
Right, right. I think right, if he's overusing
it. Damaging the book.
Right, right.
We're saying, give it some light usage to keep it, you know, keep it flexible, keep it usable. But to overuse it would be a problem. So Lo Yilmod Behen Tzchila is talking about the person themselves shouldn't learn something you haven't learned before, because then you have to use it a lot. V'lo Yikra Acher Imo, and you shouldn't have another person, because you could pull in one in either direction and then cause a problem. Masak, so to find a shirt or something. Minara Achal Echad L'Shloshim Yom, you should fan it out once every 30 days. V'shotcha L'Tzarka, and I guess you should put it on the clothesline, allow the air to get to it. So it doesn't get moldy or something. Avalo L'Chvodo. But you shouldn't do it for the sake of your own honor, meaning to show off like it's like a fancy shirt of yours.
Don't use it as a tablecloth or
bedspread. Klechesef, different kinds of metals. Mishtamish Bahem, the Tzarkan. I hear you put them in the ground. Yishtamish and the Tzarkan, you should use them once in a while for their usual use. Avalo Lishachakan, but not for. What does this mean to
wear them down?
Shacha means to wear down. Shikha samaman usually means to like grind. I guess maybe we're talking about grinding the metal. I don't know. Klei zav or klei zechuchas.
I don't know what you're talking about. Certain types of like metal.
Mm-hmm.
Metal. The more you handle it, the more.
Right.
Like, if something is silver plated, the plating wears away eventually.
Right.
I don't know. That's what you're talking
could
about.
Could be. I don't know.
If it's gilded, the gilding will wear away.
Right, right. Well, gold is next. Klei chesef and klei nechoshes, those are stronger metals. But klei zav is roped into klei zechuchas. That gold and glass, those you should not touch. They're very delicate. They probably also have a stronger endurance. But matzah sako kupa, if you find a big basket or a bag, or anything that's not typically taken around, you shouldn't take it around. Okay, I guess that's somewhat of a rule of thumb at the end there, which is treat the item like it's typically treated, so that it continues to sort of be usable after the person hopefully gets it back. Amar Shmuel Hamotzi Tefillin Mashuk Sham Demehen Umenichin La'alter. If a person finds tefillin in the marketplace, you measure how much it's worth, and you put the money by it. You take the tefillin.
You must immediately turn them into money, and you sell them and lay the money by.
Hmm. What does that mean? You should take it and...
Well, this is interesting. I have a conflict here between the Hebrew and the English. It says in the let's see, the feeling bus shook. You find it in the marketplace. And in English, it says if he finds them in a sack, as if it said sock instead of...
That is interesting.
There's two different
texts. I don't know. Either way, I'm not really sure what's going on here. You're taking the tefillin. I guess you're worried that it's going to get in the wrong hands, so you get rid of it and put the money there so they can buy more tefillin, whoever lost it. So Mesiv Ravina, Matzah Sfarim, Kari Behen, Echlech, Shoshim, Yom, Vimeno, Yodeh, Likros, Golan, Golan, In, Sham, Demen, Michin, Lo. Right, Sfarim here is also referring to something which is presumably important Judaica. And there we're saying that you should use them, not replace them with money. Amar Abaye, Tefillin Beibar Chavu Mishkach Shchichei.
Apparently this guy is a writer of phylacteries and mezuzot, also mentioned in Barachot 5 and a couple other places, i.e. easily bought, and their owner loses nothing when the seller sells them. Not quite like today.
I'm not really sure. I mean... This is something about Bay Bar Chavu.
This is a pre-Gutenberg statement.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's always by tefillin, though.
Always,
yeah, right. We never print those.
Pre-Gutenberg.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, I guess...
The whole thing is pre.
Is this just talking about supply and demand? Is that what we're talking
that's
about?
That's what it says. Yeah. That's what it says here.
It's just always so much more tefillin, so it's not as problematic.
In terms of the way people looked at the tefillin today... I must have only the $2,500 pair. Yeah. Every child must have only the $2,500 pair that has every chumrah anybody's ever thought of.
Yeah, well, you don't know much about Sefer Torah, because those have gotten very expensive, too. So,
yeah.
No,
as opposed to when I was a bar mitzvah, a pair of tefillin was about $20.
What? $20?
Yeah, I'm serious.
There's no way it's $20.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yes. People did not have them with every chumrah. They wrote them with...
20 sounds very, very low.
$20, $25.
Aaron, any thoughts on how much the film cost?
Well, my father bought them for kids. I mean, I have a pretty good notion of what they are.
David said he got his for $20.
Yeah, I assure you, that's...
I know that's not what...
Yeah.
You're saying, what was this?
$600-$700 range.
Yeah, okay.
Because everybody must have gasso, they didn't even know about in those days. It didn't even exist in those days.
It's
they
interesting.
Had no way of making it.
$20 doesn't sound...
I'm telling you.
You got them used?
What?
Did you get them used?
No.
Brand new for $20.
They wrote them, they would plaster the...
Yeah.
Which makes it much easier to write.
Right.
And they were small. They weren't, enough to choke up, big enough to choke up.
But still, the processing alone takes at least 2 days.
I don't know.
You have to wait for it to get hard.
A mezuzah was about $5-$6. $6-$7.
Well, that's...
Handwritten.
Yeah, mezuzah. I mean, well, that's, $5-$7 for a mezuzah is at least today, one-fifth to one-tenth of the price that you can get them for today. $20 is not even close to one-fifth or one-tenth of the price you can get them today.
Because they don't make, they don't, nobody will accept.
I know, but that's
the kind of tefillin that were very widespread today. Today, the only,
sounds too well.
The least tefillin that are even sold today are called mehudarim.
Yeah, right. I got you. No, I definitely know that it's gone up, but $20 sounds way too low.
Can't even buy.
But we got to go. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, interesting.
But anyway, they were not expensive. And
I got
gotcha. Hard to get.
Ton Rabbanan. If you borrowed a Sefer Torah from a friend, don't give it to somebody else. You can open it and read it. Yeah, this is even a borrower, not someone who found it. But a borrower can open it and read it, but not something brand new, so you don't wear it out. Not somebody else at the same time. And so too, someone who deposits a Sefer Torah. So go lilo kol shnei masar chodesh. Interesting. Shnei masar chodesh is very different. 12 months at the very least. You should roll maybe the whole thing. I don't know. Poskin v'koribo. You should open it and read from it. Im bishvilo psacho aser. If you're opening it and learning it for your own sake, so then that's aser. Sumchas omer. I guess a deposit you have to be more careful about, so you don't even do it that often, and not for yourself. Sumchas omer bechadash shloshim yom. A new sefer, you have to do it every 30 days. Be yashan shneimas achodesh. A sefer Torah which has already been worked in. You know, it's long been in use, so then once every 12 months is good enough to maintain it. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, echad zev yechad zesh neimas achodesh. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no, 12 months all the time. Amar mar, shol sefer Torah mechavir harizah lo yeshilin alach. You can't give it out to somebody else. My iria, sefer Torah vil kol milin ami. Doesn't matter what it is. You should never give out a lost item to somebody else. Da'am Rabbi Shimon, or a borrowed item to someone else. Da'am Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Kan Shana Rabbi, Ein HaShoel Rashai LaHashil V'en HaSocher Rashai LaHaskir. Rabbi Yudha Nasi would say that a borrower can't give out to somebody else, can't lend, and a Shomer Socher can't rent out. You can't sort of get a third party employee to do your work. Sefer Torah Itzur Chaleh, says the Gemara, specifically Sefer Torah is necessary to say. What would you have thought? And this is actually a real concept. Maybe a person, even if they don't know about it, would be glad that you did a mitzvah with his item, which in this case would mean give it to somebody else who can use it. Kamash Malan, that's not the case. Even to do a mitzvah, we do not allow you to lend it out a second time. Now, we haven't given a reason for that.
And we have a concept with at least some things that if you find something that you know belongs to somebody else, you could use it for a mitzvah.
Correct. That's what I'm wondering. Why can't we do that another time? Is that like two times removed is too much? I don't know. Post-Chavakoribo, we had also said in the Braisa that if you should open it and read from it. So Pshita, that's already obvious that a person that borrows a Sefer Torah is allowed to use it. So if he wasn't going to use this, so what's he borrowing it for? So Sefer Itzur Chalei, Uvash Leil Mor Bo Batzchil. The Chiddush is the end part, which is that you can't learn too much from it. Excuse me. And similarly, we said by the security that if you give the Sefer Torah as a deposit, you should at least do it once every 12 months and read from it. Maya Vidite Gabe, why is he using it? Why is he able to use it at all? He's not a shoel, he's just a shomer. Visu, and furthermore, Im bishvilo psacho aser hamar poscha v'koribo. What does it mean? You can't use it. You can't open it and use it. You just said you should open it and use it. If when you're using it, you meaning you're gololo, you are
rolling
it. So in that moment, if you read it then, so mutter, if you're doing it for yourself, meaning not for the sake of the Torah, but for yourself, so that's aser. So simcha somer bechadash loshim yom beyashan shneimasar chodesh. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov amar echazev yechazel shneimasar chodesh. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov haynu tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov sounds like tanakama, right? We have tanakama says once every 12 months. Simchas comes along and says, oh, if it's a new one, it's 30. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no, it's always 12. Well, that's the same as the first one. So ela ema Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer echazev yechazel shloshim yom. Really, what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov was saying is a third opinion, which is that each one, a new sefer and an old sefer, both get once every 30 days, which comports with our Mishnah, which originally said, if you found a sefer, you have to use it once every 30 days. Our Mishnah never mentioned once every 12 months. We assume that it's because there's a difference between a security sefer Torah and a lost and found sefer Torah. But now we're saying that maybe they're the same according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It's always once every 30 days. Avalo yilmod bo batzchila v'lo yikra achar yomo. You shouldn't learn something brand new in that sefer, and you should not have somebody else learn with you. Or minhu. But wait a second, don't we say in a braisa, lo yikra parsha v'yishne. You shouldn't read something twice. V'lo yikra bo parsha v'targim. You shouldn't even read it once with a targum. Which that assumes, I guess, another person doing it, right? You read the pasuk and somebody else translates
it. Or maybe you just linger over it, translating it to yourself.
Well, the Atari game, I guess maybe. You're saying you're like switching off yourself. The point is that you're overusing it in those cases. You shouldn't open it more than three. Does this mean columns or sheets?
It says
columns. And shouldn't have three people reading it at one time. Hashnaim Koran, the implication there is that you could have two. So Amr Rabbi Lukash Khan bin in echad khan bishnein yanim. I don't know why that's the case, but why that's a distinction. But when it says that you can't do even two people, that's in the same topic. Because then I guess they're both trying to read the same thing and they're jostling over the sefer maybe. But the Bryce is talking about three people can't, but two can if they are reading two different things on the same column. I guess they're not going to, you know, jockey for position or something. I don't know. If you have clothing or some kind of garment, so then once every 30 days you have to air it out. Is that to say that shaking it is good for it? Rabbi Yochanan, Uman besoch beso yinar kzusa b'chol yom. You should shake it out every day.
You as a skilled weaver.
This is a sarcastic comment.
Is it? What does it mean? I don't get it.
Saying whoever has a professional weaver in his house should shake out his garment every day. Doing so will ruin the garment, and the weaver will then have the job of weaving another one.
Oh, it's like a conspiracy type of thing. You know, we'll use it so that we can make more of it or something like that. Okay, Mishesh Gardi Uman Besuch Bes. This is Derech Malitza. That's what I find. Yeah. Okay. And then you shouldn't do that. So Amri B'chol Yom Kashile Ech L'Shoshim Yom Malila. Saw that coming. Once every 30 days is a good thing, but once every day is a bad thing. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Ibai Sam Lo Kasha Ha B'Chad V'Ha B'Trei. With one person doing it, it's not going to be so bad for the beggar. But if two people are trying to do it at the same time, it's going to pull at the strings. When it says that you should do it, our Mishnah says you should do it with a hand, which helps the beggar. But Rabbi Yochanan was saying with a stick. I'm thinking like those carpet whackers. Carpet beaters, what are those called? I don't know. So that would be bad for the garment. The garment. Ibai Sam Lokasha Ha Bid Amra Ha Bid Chitna. Amra is wool, chitna is flax.
Yeah.
So I guess flax is more delicate.
I would think.
Oh no, flax is the one that's less delicate.
Oh, that's what it's saying.
It's the opposite order this time. Wool will break apart easier, I guess. Amra Yochanan Kas the Charashin, the cup of
witchcraft.
Velo kasa de poshrin.
But not a cup full of tepid water.
What are we talking about?
It says the Gemara is now presenting some other aphorisms of Rabbi Yochanan.
Oh, okay.
Practical matters. So we've definitely
fun. we took a turn here. We got off the exit early. Rabbi Yochanan is saying better to use a cup of magicians or witches than to use a cup of
tepid water.
It's warm. I guess warm water is bad for you.
On Mimi Omi, they're definitely going to use the image from Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade.
Okay,
when he drank out of the fake grail for this.
Okay, I hear. V'lo amran ela bechli matachos. And we're only talking about metal cups, about klicheres, earthenware, leislan ba. There's no worry. I don't know what the worry would be, even with metal. I don't get it. But uveklima techos namilo armor ella delot svitz, when it's not really fully
boiled.
Svitz means boiled. I don't know. I don't know that word. Maybe I know it in a different version or a different form.
About it's less than you.
About the svitz, but when it comes to something which has already been. Boiled, but now it's cooled off. That's fine. And we're also only talking about the water which wasn't put like spices into it. I don't know what but is. What is the actual problem? He says it's a problem to have warm water.
The worst thing you could have is lukewarm water in a metal, unboiled lukewarm water in a metal cup.
Right. Never fully boiled, never and spiced.
It was never spiced, never
warm
boiled,
water in a
lukewarm.
But we don't know why. We just, cup. Is it like a health thing or, I don't know. Maybe it's talking about, like, it hasn't been, I'm thinking in my head, it hasn't been boiled off. Maybe that means, like, it's not pure. It's got some stuff in it.
It's a bacteria.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that, bacteria.
But metal would be more likely. Metal has some little bit of an antibacterial property to it. It wouldn't really do much. But
I don't know.
Metal would be better for that than earthen.
I don't know. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, mishinech lo'ov v'mos harbe v'yotzo la'abdan yilbash b'gdei pishtan v'yishdamish b'l'cheil z'chuchus v'yiskar polem v'ayishev v'mayim. Rabbi Yochanan says someone who inherited money but wants to get rid of it, so use the money for...
A real Brewster's Millions situation.
I don't know what that means. He didn't want his money or something?
I'll explain it later.
Okay.
I would say he could just give it to charity.
You're right. No, here we're. I guess we're saying he should use the money in a way that sort of gets it rid of it quicker. Use glass, wear flax, and hire workers who don't have any... any oversight.
Yeah.
It'll just, you know, waste your money. Yilbash b'chli pishtan b'chitna romisa. We're talking, pishtan there is talking about
Roman linen.
Roman, what's it called? Roman what?
Linen.
Vishtamish b'chli z'chuchis b'zigusa chivarta. White glass, which is very delicate. V'iskor polim v'yayeshevim targuma. The explanation there is b'tore d'nafish p'seidayu. B'tore, people that guide oxen who are going to help with creating the vineyards and things.
It
causes a lot of loss. If you're not going to properly do it, it'll ruin the field or it won't produce the proper grapes or whatever. All right, until tomorrow.
Shkaya. So good.